supporting WHYY Penn Medicine, helping to find new cures for cancer. With life-saving clinical trials and advanced surgical techniques, Penn Medicine is offering more hope for patients everywhere. Learn more at PennMedicine.org/cancer. Penn Medicine, what's next?
Dan, were you surprised that millions of people wanted to get a look at what they might look like as they age?
I must say I was surprised by the sheer numbers of people who signed up for this app. But, you know, in hindsight, Mike, and it is kind of a curiosity that people would want to know what they look like when they aged.
I think the reason why I was surprised is that it seems like a lot of people are afraid of aging, and they sort of act as if, well, that's not going to happen to me.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I mean, Mike, and look what this does. I mean, it shows an older person. Hair might be gray or might be thinner. There might be wrinkles. The eyes might be sunken. Yeah, all of that. But what it doesn't show is what might be our own dependency, what might be our own need for caregivers, might be our own dementia and physical failings. All of these things don't show up in the picture. So the picture is fun, but we don't have to deal with these real aging issues in that picture. So it's safe. It's like aging light.
Is there anything that could prepare us for the real process of aging? Like, I always hear my older friends say stuff like, well, aging is for brave people, or aging is not for the faint of heart. And I sort of can imagine what they are talking about, but is there any way to prepare for that?
I don't know if you can prepare for the details, but you can be open to them. For example, knowing that there's going to be changes, knowing that there's going to be diminution in your life, in your strength, in your cognitive function, etc., etc., you can experience today differently, knowing how temporary it is. So you can appreciate today more and be open to tomorrow. Feeling that gratitude, that's the ticket. If we can feel gratitude for what we have, for what our lives are at this moment, then we can more easily get through most anything.
Thank you, Dan.
My pleasure, Mike, and thank you.